I think it is very simple and gives us an idea about the history of our salvation. I started with Adam and Eve, the first parents, and until the last come of Adam the second, when we will see the heaven will be opened and we will be with God face to face and in his bosom. الورقة اللي بين ايدينا بتدينا فكرة لطيفة عن ازاي بدت من اول ادم اول الخلقة لغاية ما جه ادم الاخير في يوم الرب العظيم ونبقى معاه فوق في السماء. انا عارف القراية السريعة كده مش يعني يمكن مش تبقاش ايزي، لكن هحاول اوضح على قد ما اقدر. المرة اللي فاتت كلمت عن اسفار موسى الخمسة. Last week I spoke of the five books of Moses, and I said the book of Genesis in fact is the book of God as a creator and who is taking care of everyone personally. In the book of Exodus, God is a liberator who grants us freedom. In the book of Leviticus, God is our holiness. In the book of Numbers, God is our guide. In the book of Deuteronomy, God is our love and he is our covenant. الخامس أسفار بدون صورة حية عن ربنا الممتع اللي خلق الإنسان ويهتم حتى لو الدنيا كلها سودت ووجد إنسان واحد زي نوح او انسان واحد زي ابراهيم. ما فيش مانع ان ربنا ينسى كل الناس التعبانة من اجل هذا الانسان الكويس ربنا يشتغل. وفي سفر الخروج شفنا ربنا اللي بيهتم بشعبه وما يسيبهمش في العبودية، لكن يشتهي ان اولاده يكونوا احرار. وفي سفر اللاويين شفنا ربنا اللي يهتم ان كل انسان يكون مقدس، كونوا لي قديسين كما أنا أيضا قدوس. وفي سفر العدد الله هو القائد المسيرة اللي بيعبر بينا من أرض الفساد من رعمسيس إلى السماء أو إلى كنعان. في سفر التثنية سفر العهد الإلهي أو الحب الفائق بين الإنسان وبين ربنا. النهاردة الحقيقة عايز ادي صورة سريعة لتاريخ الخلاص. We cannot in fact separate our salvation, our history as a whole from the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything, even before the creation of the world, God in his mind had a plan for our salvation. This is very important. All the events, in fact, grants us a kind of assurance that nothing can happen in this world haphazard or by chance. Everything is, in fact, according to the divine plan. من المهم جدا ان الانسان المسيحي يشعر ان موضوع خلاصه ما جاش بطريقة عشوائية real haphazard يعني ولا بمحض الصدفة، ولكن في تدبير وفي خطة إلهية قبل تأسيس العالم الله موضبها، وجميع الأحداث بتمشي مع بعض لأجل خلاصنا وفي نفس الجو بتاع الخلاص. هاخد بسرعة طبعا أسفار موسى الخمسة خلاص أخذناهم، وأدخل في الأسفار التاريخية. والحقيقة ما قدرتش أفصل، it is too hard to separate between the five books of Moses from the historical books. To study the historical books we are in need to know just the headlines of our history from the creation of Adam and Eve until the coming or the last coming or advent of Jesus Christ. I hope we can see in English or in Arabic this history. Here I made 13 stages. Start by the first stage, the creation of Adam and Eve, the first parents. And in this stage, we discover God create me as a king. I am, if I look to myself in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve lived, I will find myself, I am not in need of anything. There is no lack of anything. God created me as a king in his palace. Everything is under my control. He submitted everything for me. This is very important to discover. God did not create man to be submitted. God created man to be a king and have authority and power on all the world. Therefore, this stage, in fact, its characteristic is God created me as a king. And we find it in Genesis, how God created the whole world for me. The second stage, the other stage, Noah and the flood. ممكن نضيف للمرحلة الأولى مرحلة الأبوين الأولين، نضيف إليهم مرحلة تانية اللي هي مرحلة تجديد العالم في أيام نوح والفلك. اتكلمت عنها المرة الفاتت. The third is, we say third stage is the patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In this stage, we discover God is taking care of me personally. I don't say, all the world are full of sin, all human beings became sinners, everything is dark, we can't find righteousness any place. If I truly was sincerely, if I am sincerely love my Lord Jesus Christ, God who chose Abraham and chose Isaac and Jacob, he still want to choose every one of us. He grants us the story of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 sons of Jacob, not just to have a history, but to see myself. I am very precious in the sight of God. He is taking care of me, and he is waiting for choosing me to be one of the heroes or one of the great persons in the sight of God. أوعى تحقر من نفسك أو تقلل من طبيعتك وتقول أنا إنسان مجرد إنسان وسط البشر، لكن الله أقامني personally لي أنا، يعرفني شخصيا ويهتم بخلاص. In this time, if we look to Genesis from chapter 12 until the end, it was the history of the patriarchs. We also find the appearance of Job. في الوقت ده ظهر أيوب. Some scholars say that he appeared at the time of Abraham, others said in the time of Jacob, or between this period from Abraham to Jacob. بيقولوا أن شخصية أيوب ظهرت في الفترة ما بين إبراهيم وما بين يعقوب. على كل إن وجود قصة أيوب في الوقت ده تدل على نقطة مهمة، الله ليس عنده محبة. الله اللي اختار إبراهيم، الله اللي اختار إسحاق، هو اختار أيضا أيوب اللي احنا ما نعرفش أصله إيه وظروفه إيه ووضعه إيه وولاده بعد كده بقيوا إيه. قصة كده ظهرت واختفت. ربنا عايز يقول إن الله مهتم بكل واحد. God take care, he took care of Job in the time of the patriarchs to reveal that he is taking care not only of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is taking care of any person wherever he is, even if he is very he is not well known from others. حتى لو كان شخصية غير معروفة, God is working in their lives. The fourth or the third stage, if we admit the stage of the renewal of the world at the time of Noah, number four, establishing people of God, granting them freedom. And we studied last week about Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, these books concerning the exodus of the people and their trip from Egypt until the border, the eastern border of the of Canaan, before passing over the Jordanville. I think those four stages, I spoke of them last week. Now we start the historical books. After we discover God is taking care of man, he wants him as a king, he is ready to renew the nature on his behalf, he truly chose those who wants to be with God, and he granted their people, his people, to be born in Egypt, the land of bondage or in slavery, but he was taking care of their freedom, and he guided them while in the wilderness. Now they are guided by Joshua. Joshua, in fact, the same in Hebrew, the same word Jesus, Yeshua or Yeshua. Now, fin, sin, or shin in the Hebrew are the same. In the Hebrew, S and SH, she, the same when you say Shams, it sometimes you're like Shamsh. يمكن الناس اللي بيروحوا بعض البلاد في الصعيد يقول لك شمس, ما يقولش شمس, لأن السين والشين زي بعض. برضو في بعض اليهود ما تفرقش السين والشين. In some of the Hebrews do not make distinguish between S and the SH, she or S. Therefore, the word Joshua is the same like Jesus himself. In this period, it is the system of theocracy, اللي هو النظام اللي بنسميه الثيوقراطي. What is the theocracy or the system? ايه معنى النظام الثيوقراطي؟ الله هو الملك, الله هو المسؤول عن الشعب, الله يدير هذه الجماعة بواسطة قدامه سواء الكهنة أو رجال الدين بأي صورة من الصور, لكن ما فيش ملك يدير بيعتبر أنه هو الملك هذا الشعب. In this period God was the king and he rules or reigns over his people through clergymen. And there was no king or president or emperor at that time. Joshua was just disciple of Moses. He was not a king, and he was not an emperor or president of the nation. He was man of God and representative of God. If you ask Joshua, who is the king of Israel? You said, oh God, who is dwelling among his people through the holy tent or the tabernacle. From Joshua until the time of the judge, the end by Samuel, all this period we can say it is the period of theocracy. فترت ما بين يشوع لغاية ظهور شاول ملك إسرائيل أو لغاية فترة أواخر أيام صموئيل أو الجزء الكبير منها, دي نعتبرها فترة الله هو الملك والذي يقود. الحقيقة في ثلاث أسفار مهمين ومتكاملين في الفترة دي. There are three integral books and they complete each other in this period. Joshua, Judges and Ruth. I want to speak about these three books. Joshua, Judges and Ruth. In this period there is no king. God was the king of this nation. It doesn't mean that they were not organized. On the contrary, there was Joshua, the leader, and the elders of Israel, then many ranks until the people. It looks like the pyramid. There is an order to rule and to organize this nation. But everyone feels there is a personal contact between him and between God. Therefore, all of them, from the great leader Joshua until the officer, any small officer, all of them, although there is degrees and ranks, they didn't say, oh, there is a rank who is higher than me. Okay, it is correct. But there is more than that. God, who is invisible, he is ruling all the group, and he is living among his people, and he is directing and guiding these people. فالفترة دي كانوا حاسين الله هو القائد والله هو المدبر. في صحيح يشوع بن نون وفي شيوخ بني إسرائيل وفي القضاة وفي رؤساء الألوف، رؤساء المئات، رؤساء الخمسين، رؤساء العشرات، وفي العرفاء هم بنسميهم officers. كل دول موجودين وفي دقة في النظام كاملة، ولكن في عنصر خفي وهو إن الله هو الذي يقود الشعب. We are in need to have the same order in our life. We have to subject, as Saint Paul said in the epistle to Romans, we have to subject to the authorities. And we believe that there is an order in the church and in the community. What is for this community? If I am working in a university, in a company, if I am working in a government, wherever I am, there is a rule, and I have to subject to this rule. And it is the divine commandment to obey the rulers. But more than that, there is an invisible element. God is working in my life personally, and I have a personal contact with him, although I am obeying the law, obeying my boss, obeying those who have the special honor or anything like that. بالرغم ان معلمنا بولس الرسول بيقول تخضع كل نفس للسلاطين، كل واحد يعرف حدوده ايه. أنا لي حدودي وأعرف مين أكبر مني، ولابد أن أخضع لي، وخضوعي لي مش نوع من المهانة، ولكن خضوعي لي نوع من أنواع تنفيذ الوصية الإلهية. فبشعر أن في علاقتي مع رؤسائي وخضوعي بأتمم الوصية بتاعة إلهي الساكن في، وأنا بشتغل سواء في الكنيسة أو في البيت أو بشتغل في عمل العمل بتاعي، مع كل نظام الموجود فيه هو ما هو أهم من هذا النظام، وهو في عنصر وجود الله في حياتي، وجود الله في المجتمع أو الجماعة اللي بنتمي إليها، وبهذا في علاقة شخصية بتربط بيني وبين ربنا. I am faithful. I must be faithful. Not because I am afraid of the law. I must be faithful because I obey others according to the divine commandments. And I feel there is a kind of responsibility, my responsibility, not before the boss or those who have authorities, but at first I have my authority, my responsibility before my Lord Jesus Christ, whom I am standing before him, and I feel I am in the presence of God. This is very important. This was the feeling of Joshua while he was guiding the people. I can't imagine how Joshua accepted to be a leader. If he looked to his master Moses and they make a comparison between himself and Moses, he says, oh, how can I lead or how can I guide those people? Moses the great was in many problems, and it was impossible for him even to bring them to the promised land. How I am a weak person, his disciple, have the power and the authority and the personality and the gifts by which I can lead them to the promised land? It is not Joshua, it is not Moses, it is God himself who guides the people to the promised land. It is very important in my life, while I am studying my lessons, while I am working, fulfilling my work, while I am also have my responsibilities at my fine family, I feel it is my work and before the Lord himself. الإنسان الروحي يشعر إن العمل بتاعه مش تحت قيادته، لأنه إنسان صاحب خبرة، بزعل قوي كاهن يقول لك أنا لي 30 سنة كاهن، وليكن، وياما في كهنة قعدوا 70 سنة ومش هيشوفوا السماء، مش خبر السنين، لا كاهن ولا أسقف ولا راهب ولا علماني ولا خادم مدرسة أحد. أنا مش موضوع خبرة، أنا موضوع أنا خاضع لإلهي اللي قاد يشوع ابن نون وقاد كل الجماعة، يقودني أيضا إلى أرض الموعد، إلى كنعان السماوي. بشوف في سفر يشوع الحقيقة صورة حية للنفس الملتهبة بالروح اللي تنطلق وتعبر نهر الأردن وتدخل إلى أرض الموعد. In the book of Joshua, in fact, I see the heart which is inflamed by love and has the power to pass through baptism, the Jordan River, and to enter the promised land and to inherit the land which God granted her. It is not by my power, it is not by my intelligence, it is not by my abilities, it is a gift from God that I have victory over all these nations and I inherit the land, which in fact it is not mine, it is the Lord's, as he said, the land is mine. God says, it is mine, I give it you because you inherit me, for I am your father. This was the feeling of the Jews. They felt they are the children of God. They have to inherit. The will of God is to give what his portion to his children. Therefore, when they took the land, they said, oh, it is the land of God, and we receive it as a gift. When we have victory on all these nations, it is not by our power or by our experience. It is God's will. Work in our life. نفسي أحبائي سفر يشوع يبقى هو ده السفر اللي بيسيطر في حياة الإنسان، اللي يشعر فيه إن في قيادة خفية بيقودها الله. God says to Joshua, don't be afraid, don't be in tremble before any man. And he repeated this many times. And at last he said to him, if you will be afraid, I will make you more afraid. يقول له إن خفت ده أنا هقربك. فيش دلع. تقبل ربنا تقبله بإيمان، ويبقى عندك اليقين والثقة إن الله هو اللي شايلك شيل. مش ممكن بيبي على صدر مامته واخده في حضنها وبتطبطب عليه والبيبي يقول لك أنا خايف. مش ممكن. It is impossible for the baby who is on the chest of his mother to be afraid, whatever was the circumstances. The baby never feels any dangerous while he was on the chest of his mother. We are in need to feel that we are carried by God himself. Therefore, we are in full confidence in the work of God in our life. If we become afraid, it is not just a sin. It means you ignore and you deny the work of God in your life. According to Saint John Chrysostom, he says, fear is the sin of the atheist. الخوف خطية الملحدين. اللي محمول على صدر ربنا ويقول له أنا خايف وأنا مرتبك ومش عارف بكرة يجرى لي إيه ويحصل في الموضوع ده إيه، ده إنسان لا يختلف عن إنه ملحد، نوع من الإلحاد العملي. It is called a kind of practical atheist to be afraid. Why you are afraid? You are one of the children of God and God is taking care of you. He wants you to be a leader. He wants you to be like Joshua. He wants you to pass through the Jordan River and to enter in the promised land and to be in battles, and he will give you victory over others so that you will inherit land. The book of Joshua is the book of the inheritance. I inherit the God's land. Therefore, I am proud of my Lord who grants me to be my leader and to be in front of me and in middle of my heart, and he grants me victory and grants me the land, and he distributes the lands between the believers so that they truly feel they are in a kind of rest, but not the final rest, but it is a kind of rest, just shadow of the rest of heaven itself. في الواقع شخصية يشوع هي صورة أو ظل، أو نقدر نقول يعني عبارة عن رمز لشخصية يسوع نفسه اللي عبر بينا نهر الأردن ودخل فينا في معارك لا تنتهي وأعطانا نصرات مستمرة وسلمنا أرض الموعد عربون السماء وأعطانا أن احنا نشعر أننا في أرض الراحة نتمتع ببركات أو غنى نعمة الله. Joshua was the shadow and symbol of Jesus Christ himself, who grants us to pass through baptism and to have victory over the invisible enemies, and he grants us to inherit and to be in rest. This is the book of Joshua. At the same time, you find another group at this period after Joshua, the judges. The book of Judges, there are about 13 judges. Not all of them were reigning over all Israel, but some of them on some tribes, usually some local communities. في القضاء ما كانش كل قاضي مسؤول عن كل شعب بني إسرائيل، ولكن كان غالبيتهم مسؤولين عن مجموعة من الأسباط. ده واخد مجموعة أسباط وبعدها بشوية يطلع قاضي تاني ياخد أسباط تانين وهكذا. ايه حكاية القضاء؟ آخر آية في سفر القضاء يقول لك العبارة الخطيرة: وكان ايه كل واحد يصنع حسب ايه، حسب ما يريد او حسب هواه، لانه لم يكن ملك في اسرائيل. The period of the judges in fact the period of darkness, and according to the last verse in this book everyone was doing his own will because there was no king, and he means because God was not revealed among them as a king, therefore everyone want to direct all things according to his own will. طبعا فيها two stories في منتهى الصعوبة. We have two stories at the end of the judges which discover the corruption of this nation. The first story is the story of a person who used to buy and to rent a king, buy the idols in his house and to rent one of the priests to make offerings at his own home, the formalities. The second thing, how one of the tribes were very corruptible and they يعني اعتدوا على فتاة والراجل قطع الست 12 قطعة وبعتها لكل الأسباط يقولهم تعالوا شوفوا العار اللي حصل في إسرائيل. There are two stories which in fact at the end of the book of Judges which discover corruption of worshipping idols and violence and impurity, the three characteristics of the community at that time: worshipping idols instead of God, violence instead of kindness, and impurity instead of holiness or purity in God. In this period we discover that we can make a comparison between Joshua and the time of Joshua and the time of Judges. In the time of Joshua, God was guiding all the people in unity. In the time of Judges, it was divided into groups. And from time to time, God used to send some judges to help them. طبعا فيش وجه مقارنة بين أيام يشوع بن نون وبين سفر القضاء. يشوع تحت قيادة ربنا بيقود الشعب كله في نقاوة قلب، طبعا في أخطاء مش عايز أدخل في الديتيلز. في أيام القضاء كل واحد يعمل على مزاجه، وبرضه ربنا ما سابهمش يبعت لهم قضاء لكي يسندوا. طبعا في قصص شمشون وجدعون ويفتاح إلى آخره، مش نسيبها لما نتكلم عن ديتيلز. The third book, كتاب الثالث رعوس. I think all of us we know the story of Ruth, who was from the Gentiles, and she truly became one of great faithful, and Jesus Christ came from her daughters or sons because she became the grandmother of David. This son of Jesus Christ became the son of David, and David came from here. بلا شك ان قصة عجيبة وسط السواد ده كله والكل ملخبط والجو فسدان، في واحدة أممية عندها اشتياق، هي مجهولة ومنسية لكن عندها اشتياق تعبد ربنا. قال دي تيجي تعمل فيها ايه؟ قال دي منها يطلع داود ومنها يجي المسيح يسوع المسيح ابن داود. عجيب ربنا. At the time when all Israel almost were in darkness, and according to human concept or understanding there is no hope, everything was very bad, there was a lady called Ruth, and she was from Gentiles. Nobody knows anything about her, but God knows everyone, and He truly chose her to be grandmother of Jesus Christ Himself. بيت جدة ليسوع المسيح. فالنهارده في الهيستوريكال هنكتفي بدول. We speak about Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Joshua, God is a guide, the invisible king. Judges, the people forget God. There is no guide at all. Ruth, God is working even among the ignorant or despised people. If a lady who is in from Gentiles and nobody knows anything about her. الثلاثة متكاملين. صورة إيجابية يشوع الله الذي يقود من خلاله. صورة مرة عصر القضاء مملوء ظلمة. صورة محببة للنفس الله اللي بيبحث عن المرذولين والمطرودين والمنسيين واللي فانين الناس بلا قيمة هم فانين ربنا أغلى من كثيرين. We do not find the name of Sarah or Rebecca or any one of those great ladies in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, but we find Ruth. ما نلاقيش في أنساب المسيح اسم سارة ولا اسم رفقة ولا حد من الشخصيات الكبيرة من السيدات، لكن نلاقي رعوس اسمها موجود. عايز أقول لك الله لا ينسى أحد. فتيلة مدخنة لا يطفئ، ودايما وقصبة مردودة لا يقصف. ربنا يدينا نعمة ويدينا بركة، ونفسي نكمل المرة الجاية إن شاء الله الهيستوريكال بوكس، وياريت نجيبها معنا بدل ما نطبعها من جديد. يعني try to bring it next week, because after we have those three books we will start with 1 Samuel and so on. إن شاء الله يوم الحد الجاي بالليل هيبقى عيد ماري جرجس. كل سنة وانتم طيبين، وطبعا زي ما قال أبونا شنودة هنتقابل كلنا الساعة 7 في كنيسة ماري جرجس، نصلي نعيد مع بعض عيد ماري جرجس. نعم يوم الحد الجاي إن شاء الله الساعة 7 بعد الظهر بنعمة يسوع. نعم في قداس يوم الاثنين. طبعا مش عارف، انا بفضل من 10:30 ل 12:30، ولا عايزينه بدري ده كده كويس. بس 5-7 بيبقى في ناس صعبين. فاتفضل وصلي يا ابونا. شكرا ابونا شكرا. امين الليلو يا زك سابت بي كين كيستوسي. إلهنا الحبيب يسوع، تباركك يا رب نفوسنا وتشكرك لأجل غنى حبك العجيب من نحونا. نشكرك لأنك تقود نفوسنا. We are in need of your guide, as you truly was the invisible leader at the time of Moses and Joshua. May you become also the leader of our inner man, so that we may pass from the wilderness of this world and to have the pledge of heaven itself. We are in need of your support so that we may truly have victory over all our enemies. We believe that you are our victory and our joy. We believe you truly want to give everyone the eternal inheritance and the glory. Be with us and with all your people. Remember the need of all your people, especially these spiritual needs. اذكر يا ربي كل نفس تعبانة، اذكر البعاد عنك، اذكر الذين لم يعرفوك، اذكر التعبانين، اذكر يا ربي النفوس التايهة في الخطية. رد كل نفس إليك، عرف الكل طريقة، اشبع الكل يا ربي من حبك. من أجل بركة أم النور الطاهرة مريم، حبيبنا ماري مرقس، ماري جرجس، بنطونيوس، وكل قديسيك. May you hear us when we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. محبة الله الآب ونعمة الابن الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا وخلصنا يسوع المسيح شركة موهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امضوا بسلام. سلام الرب معكم.